With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An avalanche on February 17th in California's Sierra Nevada country near Castle Peak killed 8 of 9 missing backcountry skiers and left one still missing while 6 others were rescued. Placer County Sheriff Wayne Wu says this hits close to home.
One of the 9 missing decedents is a spouse of one of our Tahoe Nordic search and rescue team members. So as you can understand, this has not only been challenging for our community, it's been a challenging rescue, but it's also been challenging emotionally for our team and our organization. We are committed to being here until the end and making sure we make all these recoveries.
2 skiers were hospitalized amid the region's strongest winter storm of the year. Havana is turning to Moscow for aid amid a U.S. oil blockade.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez is meeting with top officials in Moscow amid worsening fuel shortages and blackouts on the island. He says deprivations are getting worse after President Trump threatened sanctions and tariffs on any nation that sold oil to Cuba. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is urging the U.S. to end its blockade and promised to continue supporting Cuba and protect the country's sovereignty. The wait list for Cubans trying to buy fuel can stretch for days, and Russian companies have stopped selling tourist packages because the Cuban government won't provide fuel to the planes that land. Asked if Russian fuel shipments to Cuba could derail warming ties with Washington, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they don't think the issues are linked. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 129 points, the Nasdaq rose 175. This is SRN News. Christians care about the Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. The Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Belgium is unhappy with the U.S. ambassador. Bill White accused the country of anti-Semitism over the prosecution of several Jewish people. Belgian authorities are investigating whether 3 men in Antwerp were performing circumcisions without certified medical training. Writing on social media, Ambassador White says, "You must make a legal provision to allow rabbis to perform their duties here in Belgium." This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Dollar Tree customers are taking notice and fuming.
That's because the chain is straying even further from its core price point, and customers don't like it. In recent years, $3, $5, and even $7 items have been popping up in the stores. Many consumers are annoyed by the inconsistency and unwanted surprises at the checkout register. CEO Mike Creedon said Dollar Tree had 3 million more households shop at its stores during its most recent quarter compared to the same time last year.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Mark Zuckerberg and opposing lawyers dueled in a Los Angeles courtroom today, where the Meta CEO answered questions about whether Instagram causes harm to children. Meta and YouTube are the 2 remaining defendants in the case, which TikTok and Snap have already settled. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up 129 points, the NASDAQ up 175. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.